author, rock musician aficionado, Western Massachusetts historian, and 31-year Berkshire Eagle journalist Derek Gentile is being remembered warmly this week after he died Sunday. WAMC spoke with Berkshire Eagle executive editor Kevin Moran about Gentile's work and impact on the community.
What made Derek Gentile was that he not only was just a fantastic reporter, but his ability to connect with people, everyone from fellow on the street corner all the way up to the corner office of the Massachusetts State House. He put others before self. He really cared about sort of how folks in his community were doing. He cared deeply and compassionately for his fellow coworkers. What made Derek Derek was that he was also just a fantastic storyteller, not only when it comes to writing news articles, but, gathered around the table and just shooting the breeze. That's one of the things that Derek had quite the talent in doing. And literally, he had a fantastic memory, and his stories always involve some kind of sense of humor or some kind of quirky thing that may have happened, and that's I think what made Derek Derek, and we're all going to miss him so much at the Eagle and throughout the Berkshires.
When it comes to his reporting, he was at the Eagle 31 years, almost 31 years. What types of stories did he break or get really excited about? He had an eye for, it looks like, just about everything. But from your point of view, what really stood out?
Derek Gentile reported for just about every department at the Berkshire Eagle. But where Derek really, I think, was when he was really in his element was when he was writing about sports. This is a fellow who had grown up, and he was in an encyclopedia of sort of sports knowledge, and it wouldn't surprise me that he had the backs of baseball cards memorized with various players' statistics. One of the things that he actually helped ended up completing up until a few weeks ago was the top 50 Berkshire County sports athletes of all time. That was started by the late Berkshire Eagle sports editor Brian Sullivan. And when Brian passed away, the time had passed, and Derek picked up the ball, so to speak, and completed the final athletes' write-ups to sort of complete that circle. Derek would just absolutely... he had other books to his credit, too, and he also loved comics, as in comic books, so he was, had a good youthful heart, so to speak.
What led to his sudden death on Sunday?
Derek died apparently of a brain aneurysm overnight on Sunday. It's my understanding that he admitted himself to Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, and while at the hospital, passed away. It's no secret, Derek wrote about it frequently, about his own health problems. As a matter of fact, he wrote about it for the Eagle. He also did a pretty revealing, or I guess, honest segment on Connecting Point, which is a television show on public television channel WGBY out of Springfield, in which he talked about his battle with diabetes and the fact that he had lost part of his leg to that disease. He was very, very open and honest about that, and about his successes and his challenges in dealing with that disease. And I think one of the generosities that was Derek Gentile is that he could talk about things from a personal perspective and things that maybe he was struggling with or succeeding with in his columns in the Berkshire Eagle and writing about news stories that helped other people in the county who probably, also had diabetes, or they could maybe relate to what he was writing about and kind of commiserate with him through his columns. And I think that's one of the great generous parts of who Derek Gentile was, the ability to share something of a personal nature with a bigger audience. And I think ultimately that's you know, that's why so many people are going to miss him in the Berkshires.
Berkshire Eagle Executive Editor Kevin Moran speaking. Services are Friday and Saturday.